So now we're going to do a process. And in this process, it's a process where I'm going to have you sit and start to take some deep breaths. We're going to revisit what we did at the very beginning process on session one. But we're going to look at it from the point of view of squaring and unsquaring. Okay? I want you now to hold in your mind anything that you know is true. Pick out anything that you know is true. Now, I want you to hold in your mind the thought that it may not be true. Hold in your mind the thought that it may not be true. Now I want you to hold in your mind the thought that it definitely is not true. Now you have three different thoughts here. It may be true. It is definitely true. It is definitely not true. Whatever that is, you may already know or believe you know that it's definitely one of the two or the three or whatever it is, and you got that fixed in your mind and you think this is just a game, but I want you to hold those thoughts and repeat after yourself any of the thoughts which are, in your mind, the least likely to be true of those three thoughts. Just repeat it again and again and again, whatever how crazy it is to you. And just hold all three for a moment. Now, let your mind enter into the world of any one of those thoughts and develop a story or a sequence of consequences which come from that story. In other words, make up a storyline based upon this thought that A, whatever A happens to be for you, is definitely true. That means that blah, 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 whatever that blah, blah is. B, this may not be true. That implies that blah, 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 it could be possible, or blee, bee, bee, or da, 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 or boo, 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 whatever those happen to be. And then the third, this is definitely not true. That means, oh my God, that means this, and it means that, and it means this, and it means that, and it means this. Once you start doing that, what you're learning to do is create storylines which each go forward through time, but in order to get to that storyline, you've got to go backward in time to the impetus, which is the truth, the non-truth, the maybe-ness of that particular starting event. You can do this in a number of different ways. You can do it the way I just told you. You can make up four scenarios. It may not have to do with truth and the falsity of something. It may be with some other quality that you wish to decide upon, such as, I am an extremely sexy person. I am sexy. I'm okay, moderately of interest sexually. I am a lump. I am definitely not sexy. I am ugly. And finally, I am the worst, ugliest possible thing I can imagine I could ever be. I'm an ogre. Okay? Now, make up any starting points and go through each of them as if it was true for you and draw the line out. Make the story. And when you do that, you're creating universes, parallel universes, timelines in which each unfolding timeline is revealing something about your field of grapes, your possibility fields in which all these timelines are intertwined. And I'm willing to betcha that somewhere in there, you're going to find the way you currently think about yourself. Or maybe in there, you're going to find something that you were afraid to look at within yourself. These are all little exercises in creation of time, traveling through time, going from one point to another point in space and time as you make up the story which unfolds from each of these events. Practice doing this for a while, and when you're done with that, maybe listen to this session once more and get another hit of it, and then do it again. See you in the next session, the last session.